following program is listener-supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. For the last couple of weeks, we've been talking a lot about prayer, actually for the last month or so. And if you'd like to hear all of those messages about prayer from James chapter 5 and the last couple of weeks about praying for other people, you can hear those messages at the website considerhisword.org. I'd like to bring one other Bible study or one other message about prayer. And this has to do with praying for missionaries. We're going to be in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. It's probably a familiar passage of scripture. In fact, it's just a verse of four words where Paul said, "Brethren, pray for us." We'll talk about it as we consider his word today. I want to remind you about our website again at considerhisword.org. You can hear those messages, those previous messages about prayer. You can also there find many other resources. For one thing, there is a link there that says contact us, and we would love to hear from you, to hear where you're hearing the broadcast today, and simply that you are hearing the broadcast today. And so you can go to the website, considerhisword.org, click on the link that says contact us, send us the call letters of the station that you're listening to today, but also send us an address. And if you'll send us an address, we'll send you one of our little prayer journals. Now, this is just a little notebook that fits easily into a shirt pocket, into a purse or a Bible case or something like that, where you can keep track of when people say, "Pray for me." You can write down their names and write down what the need is and pray for them. Remember to pray for them. And then go back and see where God had answered those prayers. Now, I'm going to tell you this, and I say this every once in a while, maybe not often enough, but when you write to us, we're not adding you to a mail list. We're not going to flood your email box with emails. We're not going to write to you asking for money. None of those things. A simple transaction. If you'd like the prayer journal, simply contact us. We'll send it to you. You pray for us, and that'll be it. I'm not going to send you all kinds of email or letters or things like that. So, if you'd like to receive the prayer journal and write to us, you can do it through the website, again, considerhisword.org. Click on the link that says contact us. As many are doing now, you can contact me directly by email at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Now, you can also simply write to us as many do. So let me give you our address. It is Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. In our church here in South Florida, we occasionally have missionaries. And, you know, from the time I was a teenager, I would frequently see missionaries either come through our church or I met them through our school or whatever it is. And one of the things that missionaries will always do is ask for prayer. In fact, most of the time, when a missionary comes, they will ask for prayer before they'll ask for support. Now, we support our missionaries independently. We don't support them through any kind of a denomination or organization. We're an independent church, and we support independent missionaries. Now, these missionaries go all over the world, all around the world, taking the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ In obedience to the Great Commission, when Jesus said, let me get it right, all powers given to me in heaven and earth, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the earth, of the world. I almost quoted another scripture. However, the thing is, they're going in obedience to the Lord to take the gospel to people all around the world. You realize that the gospel is for every person. There's no place where the gospel cannot go and shouldn't go. The gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ is death, burial, and resurrection, and the hope we have in him of eternal life. And as those missionaries ask for prayer, sometimes they will ask for very specific things. You know, we were talking about this a little bit last week. Sometimes they'll ask for very specific things, maybe for a building project, maybe for materials, maybe for health. Many times they're very specific about where they need prayer. But as you pray for missionaries, and I hope you do, and I hope you know some missionaries, and I don't mean just know about them. I hope that you know them. This is one of the reasons I like for missionaries to come to our church, is because we can sit down with them and get to know them, get to know their heart, maybe a little bit about their testimony and their history and their call to the ministry, the call to where God has taken them. And to know those missionaries, I think it's very important. And I think that every church ought to be at some point having missionaries in front of them. And I'll give you a little bit of my own testimony. I grew up in a church where we often heard about missionaries. We would hear about them from time to time, and we were asked to bring money and offerings for these missionaries. But in all of those years, I don't remember ever seeing even one missionary. Now, when I was about junior high age or so, we got out of church for a while. And when I could drive a car myself, I took myself back to church. And I went to a church where it was not very long, and we had a missionary conference. And there, standing before me, were some real, live missionaries, God's servants. One I remember taking the gospel to Brazil. And I love seeing his pictures and hearing his stories of taking the gospel to Brazil. Another one who was going to France and telling us about the difficulties he had in France of trying to preach the gospel there. And so what I want to do today is encourage you to pray for missionaries and give you an idea of how you can pray for those missionaries. Now, Paul, as I quoted 2 Thessalonians 3:1, where Paul said, "Brethren, pray for us." Paul was not embarrassed to ask for prayer. And most missionaries are more interested in your prayer for them than they are for your support. Now, that support is important and is necessary. But do you pray for your missionaries? Let me give you a couple of things. First of all, I think when you pray for your missionaries, you should pray for them very specifically. By that, I mean to pray for them by name. Again, Philippians 4:6. "Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." Have a prayer list. You know, missionaries, when they come through our church, they bring with them prayer cards so that we could remember. I sometimes keep one in my Bible for a while, and I keep some on my desk, and I pray for those missionaries. But I pray for them by name, not just a general. I had a pastor once, I heard a pastor say one time, he said, "I'll tell you how to pray for missionaries. Just pray, God bless all the missionaries." Well, I'm not sure how much good that really does. And what missionaries is he praying for? Pray for them in your devotional time and in your family time. Pray for them at meals. Pray for them not only specifically, but when they give you specific needs, pray for those needs. Maybe when you hear about them or see a prayer letter or something like that, and they give those needs. You know, they're serious about them when they send them, so pray for them. Connect with those missionaries. It's so easy in email and all the social media. You can stay connected to those missionaries and pray for them very specifically. Secondly, I would say pray consistently. 1 Thessalonians 5:17, Paul said there, pray without ceasing. Pray for them every day. Pray for them often. You know, I would develop a plan to pray for those missionaries. Maybe a certain missionary on Monday and a certain missionary on Tuesday and a certain missionary on Wednesday, and put together a plan, some kind of a list. Or maybe to pray for them by region, like by continent. We support several Native missionaries or missionary to Native Americans, and we have a day when we pray especially for them. And put together your own plan, your own prayer list, and your own prayer plan for praying for those missionaries. Whatever it was, you know, when our children were growing up, when we would get missionary prayer cards, we would attach them to our refrigerator. We'd put a magnet on them and put them on the refrigerator. And each night, we would send one of our children to go and pull a missionary off of the refrigerator. It wasn't long, and they would often pick the same one. I mean, each child would have their own missionaries that they had met, by the way. And they knew who they were. Maybe they played with their kids. And they would go and get that name, and we would pray for that missionary in our family devotions. And so pray consistently. Pray every day, whether it's for all your missionaries or for one or two at a time, whatever it is, you figure out and you develop your own plan. The third thing I would say is this, something we've talked about just recently. And that's like the Bible says to pray fervently. First of all, when we pray for our missionaries, we ought to be serious about our prayer for them. Not flippant, not just casual or flippantly, but truly seeking the throne of God and the power of God. James 5:17 said, "The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." The word fervent there is the word for energy. We pray with energy, with some power behind it. We get serious before God and pray and mean it. Pray sincerely that God would help that missionary. Have a heart of your own concern. You know, when you're sending a missionary support, you want to pray that God would use that missionary, and however you help them, that God would bless that. And then the last thing I would say is this. So let's review just a little bit. Pray specifically, pray by name, pray consistently every day, pray fervently, pray seriously, and the last thing I would say is pray expectantly. John said this in 1 John 5:14, "And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hears us whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him." Pray expectantly. Pray that God will hear and that God will answer. After all, he promised that he would hear, and he promised that he would answer. So pray for your missionaries. If you don't have any, pray for me and pray for our ministry here at the Seminole Indian Reservation. Pray for other missionaries that you may have heard of or that you may know. And if not, ask your pastor who you can be praying for, what missionaries you can be praying for. We need to take the gospel to the whole world and take it by the power of prayer. Thanks for listening. God bless you. Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.